from Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge. This is Stretch Sage in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The first thing Maya learned about Stretch Sage was that he never said the word easy. He didn't say hard either. He said things like interesting or not yet interesting. Sometimes he called a problem one that isn't done with you yet. Nobody else talked like that. It took Maya 3 weeks before she started talking that way too. It was mostly because Stretch gave her a funny, crooked smile whenever she said a problem was easy, as if she just announced that the sky was green. Stretch Sage was tall and stooped, like a friendly question mark. He always looked like he had just come back from a long hike in the woods. His pencils were sharpened to dangerously sharp points. His sketchbook was a mess of half-finished diagrams and strange-looking shapes. He smelled faintly of cedarwood and fresh paper. He worked in a back corner of the library, in an alcove where the ceiling sloped down so low you had to duck to get in. He perched on a tall stool and sketched all day. The day Maya met him, she had just wrestled a monster of a math problem to the ground. It was about adding fractions with different denominators. She had been stuck on it for almost an hour. Finally, after 3 messy wrong attempts, she found the answer. She felt like a champion. She marched her worksheet over to Alcuin, beaming. Alcuin smiled and pointed with her pen. "Show Stretch," she said, nodding toward the low-ceilinged alcove. Maya brought her paper to Stretch Sage. She placed it on his drafting table with a proud little flourish. "Ta-da!" Stretch Sage leaned over it. He looked at her work for a long, quiet moment. "This is good," he said, his voice a low rumble. "Thank you," Maya said, puffing up a little. "What would happen," he asked, tapping the paper, "if the denominators weren't 5 and 3?
Maya blinked. "What do you mean?" "What if they were 5 and 3 and 7? "You mean adding 3 fractions?" she stammered. "All at once." Maya just stared at him. A second ago, she had felt so wonderfully, completely finished. That feeling was gone. It had vanished like a soap bubble. "I don't know," she said, her voice small. "Try it." He slid a fresh sheet of paper and a sharp pencil toward her. "Same problem, just add a 3rd fraction." He turned back to his sketchbook as if the conversation was over. Maya trudged back to her table. She tried.
The new problem was way harder than she'd expected. The trick she had used before, finding a common denominator, still worked, kind of. But finding one for 3 numbers was a huge pain. The numbers ballooned. Her clean page of work turned into a mess of crossed-out calculations. After 20 minutes of scribbling and erasing, she finally got an answer. She walked it back to Stretch, feeling less like a champion and more like a tired soldier. He looked at her new work. He nodded slowly. "This is even better," he said. "Now, what would happen if one of the denominators was 100? "Oh, come on," Maya groaned. Stretch Sage actually smiled. It was a small, kind, secret-hoarding smile. "You don't have to do it," he said. "I just want you to ask the question. What would happen if one was 100? What if one was a prime number? What if one of the fractions was negative? What if the problem wasn't asking for the sum, but for which fraction was the smallest? What about..." "Stop," Maya said, holding up her hands. "Please." He stopped. He waited, his pencil hovering over his page. Maya stood there, her brain buzzing. "So, the problem I solved wasn't just one problem," she said slowly, thinking it through. "It's like one little corner of a giant map of problems that all look the same." "That's it," Stretch said. He picked up his pencil and went back to his sketch. "That's my job. I'm the person who points at the rest of the map."
Stretch Sage was not exactly popular. Some kids came to the library for that feeling of being done. They wanted to solve a problem, hand it in, and get that little burst of happiness. Stretch made that little burst of happiness much harder to find. Stretch did not believe in done. He believed in what's around the next corner. Practice patients, who worked in the back room, sometimes shook her head at him. "You don't let them rest," she would say, her voice gentle but firm. Stretch would look up from his sketchbook. "Resting is your job, patients. Stretching is mine. Both are important." "Yes," she'd reply, "but you stretch them too soon." "And you," he'd say with that crooked smile, "rest them too long." Then they would both go back to their work. They'd had this argument 100 times. Neither of them had ever changed the other's mind, and neither of them had ever stopped trying. For a long time, Maya was mostly just annoyed with Stretch Sage. She wanted to feel finished. She wanted her worksheet back with a gold star on it. She wanted to go home feeling smart and complete. Stretch never gave her any of those things.
But then, sometime after her 12th birthday, Maya noticed something strange. She was studying for a math test one night. She realized the problems Stretch had stretched for her were the ones she remembered perfectly, not the original problems from the worksheet, the stretched versions. They felt solid in her head. They felt like a country she had explored, not just a town she had passed through. She told Stretch about it the next afternoon. She tried to sound casual. "I think the stretched problems are the only ones I actually remember." Stretch nodded, as if he had been waiting for her to say this for years. "That's because the stretched ones made you really think," he said. "The first problem was like following a recipe. You just did the steps. But for the stretched ones, you had to invent a new recipe. Inventing is harder than following. Your brain holds on to the hard things." He went back to a sketch. Maya sat with that for a long time, watching his pencil move. Then she said, "So what's the next stretch for the fraction problem?" Stretch Sage looked up. He gave her that same small, kind, deeply amused smile. He handed her a fresh sheet of paper.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stretch Sage. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.